On this second Sunday in Easter, my mind is on Bethlehem, the place of our Lord and God's birth, not death and resurrection. I have mentioned before that 5 years ago, David and I took a pilgrimage to Israel and Palestine with our former congregation, Nativity. As Christian pilgrims tend to do, especially ones from churches called Nativity, we started with Bethlehem. We visited and prayed at the spot where Jesus is remembered to have been born. A church, now run by several denominations, sits over that spot. For me, it was underwhelming. What really caught my attention about Bethlehem and why I am in memory there today is the wall around it. I had been to Bethlehem before as a teen. There was no wall. In the 16 years in between those two trips, I had heard whispers of its building. I didn't get it until I saw it, though. About 3 stories of thick cement with occasional guard towers surrounding a small, humble-looking town. The wall felt like its reach was everywhere. Today, in the Gospel of John, we are in Jerusalem. We hear a sacred story that begins on the evening of Easter Day. We hear a story that begins with fear and locked doors. 3 days before this sacred story, Jesus had been crucified, before which all of his disciples but one deserted him. Peter even denied him 3 times. Earlier in the morning of Easter Day, the day of today's story, Mary Magdalene had shown up to the disciples and told them that she had seen Jesus alive again. Jesus had appeared to her. I imagine the disciples are feeling like they are riding a roller coaster of emotions. Shame, desolation, shock, guilt, confusion, and with Mary's message that morning, possibly even a little hope. Our reading tells us that they are afraid. They fear the specific Jewish leaders that persecuted Jesus, not Jewish people in general. What are Jesus' followers supposed to do now with all that they have seen and experienced? They don't know. They don't know what to do with Jesus' story, his life, his death, his resurrection. They huddle together and they lock the door. How often is this our own story? How often do we let our fear guide our actions and lead us into places of isolation? Fortunately, today's gospel continues. Jesus, in whom we see God, is not kept out by locked doors. Jesus shows up in the midst of the fear huddle. He doesn't shame his disciples and say, "Where were you?" He could have. He starts with love and he offers them peace. He breathes into them the Holy Spirit. This is John's Pentecost moment. And he instructs them on how to be in the world. This too is our story. Stopping back in Bethlehem for a moment, after our nativity visit, our group is given 30 minutes to shop at a tourist stop full of olive wood carvings and crosses. David was more interested in finding graffiti by the infamous and secretive artist called Banksy, and so we set out for a walk along the wall. We did not find Banksy's work. Instead, we found work of the residents of Bethlehem, the Wall Museum, and other graffiti. The Wall Museum consisted of large posters telling the stories of people living their everyday lives here in Bethlehem. The graffiti ranged from crude to museum level, portraying slogans, portraits, and the everyday. It stopped us in our quest and invited us to stay at the wall as if it were a museum. Make hummus, not war. This was the slogan that embedded itself in my memory. In all of this, I saw pain. In all of this, I saw love. In all of this, I saw hope. And I definitely saw God. I share this story from a place of privilege. Privilege at being able to come and go through the wall's gate. Privilege at not knowing the depth of the reasons and stories for why the wall was built. And privilege for not experiencing daily life that is impacted by it. I do not share this story to minimize the pain, fear, and inequality of power that the wall represents. I share it because within human brokenness, I saw God more clearly working through the creativity, the resilience, and the hope of everyday people than I did at the site where Jesus was born. Locked doors, walls, all of the other barriers we erect cannot keep Jesus out. Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up, offers us his peace and the Holy Spirit, and calls us into the world too. I have never been more aware of this than when I was standing at Bethlehem's walls. This Easter season, in the midst of singing Alleluia, we are required, like Jesus' first followers, to ask, what do we do with his story? How does Jesus' life, death, and resurrection guide our actions? Today, I hear that we too are called to show up, not to shame, to offer peace. To offer peace that crosses our fears, our differences, our boundaries, anything that separates us. To offer a peace that is so simple to say and yet requires almost everything of us sometimes. Today in our story, I hear that in the midst of following Jesus, we can own, like Thomas the twin, that we want a personal experience with our God. And I hear in today's gospel that when we falter, when we can't seem to find the courage to look outward, let alone offer peace, the good news is that God can transform that too. Jesus keeps showing up over and over again. Jesus' story didn't end 2,000 years ago with the grave. On this second Sunday in Easter, I wonder what you hear.